Good evening, Ed. Welcome to the Space Show.
Glad to be here.
We're after Jupiter at the moment with the Galileo spacecraft. What exciting things is it doing? You're into the extended mission now, and what are you trying to find out with that?
We are in what's called the Galileo Europa mission. It's a mission lasting this year, or all of 1998 and all of 1999. Because we're in orbit around Jupiter with about a two-month period, that means every 2 months we can fly within a few hundred kilometers of the surface of Europa. We're very interested in Europa because it's a body about the size of our moon, but it's covered with water ice. And what we've seen in some of the images from Galileo is that the water ice has broken up into what look like icebergs, have moved around on the surface of Europa, and then the surface has refrozen. This suggests that beneath the very hard, icy, thin crust, there is a liquid water ocean, or at least mushy enough ice that, in fact, it's quite mobile. And here on Earth, whenever we find water or mushy ice, we find life. And so the prospect of going back to Europa is a very exciting one.
That would place a great onus, of course, on trying to get down there and land on it and perhaps find out what's there, even go down below the ice?
The next step will be to put a spacecraft into orbit around Europa itself so we can again map the entire surface, just as we're doing with Mars. We will look to see if there are any regions which are currently mobile, where perhaps the water has broken through onto the surface. We will map the thickness of the ice with a radar system. We'll measure how the ice is being distorted by tidal effects, just like our ocean has tides in it. The surface of Europa, icy surface, will have tides in it. We will collect that data. We hope to launch that mission in 2003, so that perhaps 5 years after that, we will have enough information to know what the next step is, whether we want to land and retrieve a sample, whether we want to land and melt our way through a thin region in the ice to get down to the water. Those are the things which we will know how to approach after the next orbiter mission.
Galileo is also going to study Io.
At the end of the mission, at the end of 1999, we will move in much closer to Jupiter. Io is about six-tenths of the distance from Jupiter that Europa is. It's much more intense radiation environment, so spacecraft can't last very long in there. But we will fly back in for a very last look at Europa, perhaps one or two flybys before the spacecraft perhaps will no longer function.
And that's likely to be because of radiation damage, or simply running out of fuel, or you're running out of funds to keep on tracking it?
The radiation damage will, in fact, end the life of Galileo, and we will undoubtedly try to find ways to keep returning data as long as we can continue, the spacecraft will continue to operate.
And moving out towards Saturn, you have a spacecraft on the way there at the moment.
Yes, the Cassini mission was launched last October. It's a joint mission with the European Space Agency and the Italian Space Agency. It will go into orbit around Saturn, just as Galileo is in orbit around Jupiter. And it is carrying a probe built by the European Space Agency, which is designed to drop into the atmosphere of Titan, a planet-sized moon which has a very substantial atmosphere.
By the way, I'd like to take this chance to, on behalf of our listeners, to thank you, yourself, JPL and NASA, for putting these signatures aboard that spacecraft. My signature's there, and so are many of our listeners, because we had a thing on our radio and asked people to send in their signatures, and we sent them off to you. So we'd like to thank you for that.
You're welcome. It's an exciting way for a broad range of the public to become involved, directly involved in the program.
Well, beyond Galileo and Cassini, do you have any other plans to go back to Jupiter? You talked about an orbit around Europa. Any other plans to go back to those two planets in, say, the next 10, 15 years?
I think after the Europa orbiter, we're almost certainly going to want to go back with some sort of a surface exploration system. I believe that after the Huygens probe drops into the atmosphere of Titan in 2004, and we learn what's there and what the complex organic chemistry is that's occurring there today, that we will want to go back with a mission which can explore the surface of Titan. It's a very difficult job because the temperatures out there are so low. For instance, the surface temperature on Titan is probably about -170 centigrade. So it's going to be a very, very difficult environment to operate in.
We've never been out to Pluto. I want to see Pluto. Please send something to Pluto. Any plans?
Our current plan is to launch a mission to Pluto in 2004. We are working on the technology that will allow us to build a suitably small spacecraft. Voyager for instance, was an 800-kilogram spacecraft. We're now developing the technology that will allow us to launch a 200-kilogram spacecraft to Pluto, and we would hope to be able to do that in the year 2004.
And what sort of studies will it make when it gets there?
Pluto is a very different kind of planet than all the others. It's really not a planet in the sense that we think of. It's much smaller than any of the other planets. It's probably mainly water ice and perhaps solid methane. It has a very interesting methane atmosphere. It may well have hydrocarbons on its surface produced in its atmosphere. So it will be, in effect, an interesting object to study in terms of learning what the material was out of which the solar system formed, because this is sort of a frozen relic from the earliest ages of the solar system.
And between that, of course, we have two other planets. Any thoughts of going back there?
Well, we would, of course, eventually want to go back to Uranus and Neptune once we develop the technology for building these smaller spacecraft, which will be much lower cost both to build and to launch, that I can well imagine that we will go back to both Uranus and Neptune, but Pluto has the priority.
Of course, the Magellan spacecraft did an excellent job of mapping Venus and told us a lot about the surface, and that of course raises a lot of questions about Venus. And of course Mercury has only been visited once, well, three times by the one spacecraft. Can we go back there?
We certainly can go back. There have been over the last several years a number of proposals as part of the Discovery program to go to Mercury. There are more proposals that have been submitted to NASA, and again, it's a question of scientific priority, which to do next, but I can well imagine there'll be a mission to Mercury within the next 10 years or so. The European Space Agency is also considering a mission to Mercury. Venus is more challenging because of the very high temperature on its surface. We're studying things called aerobots, robots on balloons, which perhaps could dip down to the surface briefly and then rise back up and cool off, and then dip down to the surface briefly and then rise back up and cool off, so that we could begin to explore the surface of Venus, but not stay there very long at any one time.
So you sort of come up into the upper atmosphere to cool off.
That's right. That's the idea.
Okay. There was a talk that the Russians and the French were working on a project to use a Montgolfier-type balloon on Mars, you know, to float around Mars and sample Mars from different places. Any thoughts on doing that yourselves?
We currently don't have any plans to do that, but we are talking with the French about their involvement in the Mars program. They are very, very interested, and assuming that, in fact, that happens, we will probably develop some small systems that can be launched in a piggyback on Ariane 5, which would be perhaps 100 to 200 kilogram systems, which could leave Earth orbit and go to Mars, and that would provide the opportunity to deploy a whole set of seismometers on Mars. It could be a way to carry a balloon system to Mars. It would open the possibility for a much more diverse exploration program than we're already planning.
The European Space Agency plans to go to Mercury. Are you going to leave it to them?
There are, as I said, there are a number of U.S. proposals to do that, and it's really a question of what the scientific priorities are when all the proposals are evaluated.
Some years ago, there was a talk of a solar probe going very close to the sun. Is JPL still working on that sort of idea?
Yes, we are, and that's we have what's called the Outer Planets Program, which includes the Europa Orbiter, includes the Pluto Kuiper Express we talked about, and the third element in that program, although you might say, what's the outer planets have to do with it? We have to go out to Jupiter in order to swing back and fall into the sun. We won't actually drop into the sun, but just very close to it, and the current plan is that would be another 200-kilogram spacecraft, a sister spacecraft to the Pluto spacecraft, which would be launched in 2007.
What are the particular technological challenges you have coming so close to the sun?
Well, of course, the main challenge is that it's just the extreme heat. So one has to protect the spacecraft from the extreme heat and be able at the same time to sense what's going on at the sun just a few solar radii above its surface. It is a tremendously difficult technological challenge, but one which I think we see a path to accomplishing.
coming back closer to Earth, the moon. Is JPL currently doing anything about studying the moon?
We are not involved in lunar studies. There is a lunar prospector, which is built by the Lockheed Martin Corporation, and it's in orbit. It has recently reported the evidence for water ice in the polar regions where the ice from impacting comets could have collected and shielded from the sunlight so that it would remain there. I know that the various scientists are thinking about return missions, probes which could perhaps be dropped into that surface area to really assess the water ice which is there, or perhaps even some small rovers. So I can well imagine there will be a continuing program of lunar exploration. The Japanese also have plans for returning to the moon.
Thank you for joining us today on the Space Show, Ed.
Thank you.